Welcome back to Static Rankings, where you can cover static,
but stay for the shock.
I'm your head scientist, Ben Creighton, but we're not doing science today, goddammit.
No.
Virgil can do the science, but we're still here.
What would you call it? This is more of the humanities, I think.
Yeah, it's philosophy is what it is, really.
Ah, yes.
You know, I came close to getting a minor in philosophy.
I remember that.
But then
I
said,
remember
why?
Yeah.
It's like the time I almost wrote a
Tiny
Canadian
Toon Adventures. That feels like something.
It does feel pretty Tiny Toons adjacent.
I remember like, Casey and Chris took that class at Pima, and they said like they barely passed through the skin of their teeth. So I avoided philosophy. I was like, all right, archaeology, you're my new best pal.
There we go.
You're my humanity.
Yeah. Well, you know who has no humanity? Is a giant armadillo.
That's Ross. Shit, I forgot. This is the weird animation one. Yes.
The animation was weird in this one, wasn't
it? Very rubbery. Almost Looney Tunes-y.
Lots of Dutch angles in the camera work, too. Like, you know what? I didn't look this up before because I'm Bod Podcast, Ben.
Ah,
it's been
God.
A fucking while, Kenny.
Wait a minute. I ain't scared of you. You're in Texas.
Oh, that's true. And he's a soul in a jar. His power is leaving my body.
There is a plot thread that we kept intact.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a good thing. It's a good thing all the Reginalds are still locked in a battle to the death to see which one's the one true Reginald. While
that's
we take this
point, what about our Reginald, our dear friend?
We'd split them into three identical Reginalds with different superpowers, and they're duking it out.
And so, the one who wins will be our Reginald?
Will be the one true Reginald for now and for always.
Oh,
world
man.
Without end.
Did we discuss what their three powers are, or did we just not go through that far?
I think we talked more about their character design than their powers.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, clearly one of them's Armadillo Reginald.
Yes.
And you know what? Maybe the other two are best kept as mystery boxes in case we remember in future weeks. J.J. Abrams taught me that.
Keep those cards close to your chest.
Yeah.
Smart.
He also said, always have an answer in mind so that you know what it is so that it can be consistent after the fact. But we didn't do that part.
No.
JJ's better at that than we are.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's going to be like this. Also, I work 10-hour days now, and And it's, you know, it's good because I get that 3-day weekend, but I am coming off of my fourth straight 10-hour day. So I'm feeling real NPR energy today.
Got you.
Just, you know, that chill jazz, that smooth vibes.
Yeah.
Just, you know, enjoy the breezy island rhythms of this man-sized armadillo as he wakes up. And he's clearly very happy about his life. He's got no angst or ill feelings about having been turned by virtue of this chemical terrorism into a man-sized armadillo. He's fine with it.
Yeah. He had a funny name, too. Carmen Dello.
I couldn't tell if that was supposed to be his actual name or if that was a nickname that Virgil gave him.
I was watching it with the subtitles, and they gave him the name Carmen Dillo, so...
Okay, well, they wouldn't miscredit him in the subtitles. Carmen Dillo wakes up in a dumpster, no less.
Yeah.
But he's fine with it. There's a restaurant right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of good eats there.
Yeah. Causing disturbances.
Yeah. And because he's a giant armadillo, he doesn't have to pay. That's the law. That's reparations for being a giant armadillo.
But Static Shock says no to this.
Oh, shit. That's not how it works. Fuck.
So Static Shock swoops in.
Yep.
And he already knows. He knows Carmen Dello.
Yep.
He's been following him around. Gives him like the old, like, give it up. Been on to you, mister.
Yeah.
And no, of course, that's not going to happen. And there's a fight that ensues. Carmen Dello can roll up in a ball like Sonic.
Yep. He can disguise himself as a wrecking ball in a construction yard as they have a little cat and mouse chase. Static blithely walks right past what is a yellow apparent wrecking ball with lines like the segments of an armadillo and says, "Duh, where did he go?"
Yep.
So this is a very cartoony episode.
Yeah, the animation here is very... kind of remind me of that Riddler episode, the first one with the Minotaur.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but, I can see it.
They wind up kind of in this pit. Where this construction site is. And as they're fighting, this green goo comes out of the center of the hole that they're in.
Yeah.
And the green goo is an amoeba or a protozoa.
Yeah, looks like a microbe just blown up to kaiju-sized levels. And yeah, Virgil manages to sort of zap it and fend it away. Carmen Dillo escapes, never to be seen again, or maybe in a future episode. He's gone from this one.
I think he gets captured.
Does he?
Yeah, I think so. Because okay. Remember the Carmen Dillo, he gets his leg wrapped up and it gets burnt. And
oh, yeah, I suppose he did. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe he gets captured and brought in.
Okay, so yeah, we're shut of him for the moment.
Yeah.
But what we're still pissed about, or rather Frida is pissed about at school the next day, the journalism budget got cut, Kenny.
Yeah, by 30%.
Yeah, but you know what's not getting cut? Yeah, the athletics budget's fine. Nobody's cutting that, sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she wants to kind of call out the school, but if she does, then her teacher will get in trouble and get fired, and that's no good.
Yeah, she wrote a whole a sweet editorial, but he won't publish it. So he says he'll lose his job. So she's turning this around in her head, but no time for that. Amoebas are attacking meatpacking plants.
Yes, they're hungry.
Yeah.
They're hungry, Ben. They want to eat that food. And they dissolve it in their acid tummies.
Yep.
And Static sees this, shows up.
Yep. Big fight ensues. Yep.
Yep.
He kicks. This is... I feel like we're having the opposite problem that we're used to with these recap segments. With Justice League, it was like, oh god, this was two parts, this was three parts. So much happened. These are very... This one and the last one, very simple plots. And yeah, we're going real, like, granular beat by beat with it. Because otherwise these episodes would be 5 minutes long. But long story short... Static beats the horrible protozoa monster, and in doing so, it sort of chases it off, but he sort of cut a bunch of its little tentacle things off, and he notices that they're moving by themselves, seeking to rejoin the main body, and thinking quickly with his static brain, he scoops one up in a jar and says, "I'm gonna use you for science."
Yeah. He meets up with his best pal, Richie. Yeah, yep. I remember the name. Are you proud did. Of me? Yeah. And he's like, all right, so we'll examine this tomorrow. And Richie's like, how about right now?
Because like, the school's closed.
School's closed. We can't be breaking and entering. It's like, well, come on, man. You're a superhero or not. Let's do this.
Yeah, I hear you saying you won't do any breaking and entering, but stick with me on this. What if we did do that, though? And thus, Static is convinced.
They show up. There's like a football tryout thing going on. Cheerleaders are doing their thing. All
big
that
band
stuff.
Practice. Something on the football field.
Yeah. And let's see here. My little lab assistant has joined me.
Yes.
Want to say hi?
Hi.
That's Uncle Ben.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lives in Texas now, so we're doing our podcast through here.
Okay. Well, I'll let you alone. Bye.
Thanks, sugar.
But Mommy was here.
That's all good. Thanks, baby. So they break and enter.
they do break and enter, and it turns out it's super easy because somebody has already done the breaking and entering before them. Somebody had taped the latch on one of the doors so that it didn't lock at the end of the night, so they can just walk right in. That's weird. Oh, it was Frida. What she's up to?
And Frida's like, "What are you guys doing?" And
I asked you first.
Like, "What are you doing?" And they're like, "Well, we're kind of gonna do something not really, you know, it's on the up and up."
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? Something similar? All right.
Don't ask. Don't tell. They break off. And Richie and Static Virgil are in the school science lab, and it turns out that this alien protozoa it's like a face hugger. It just jumps right out of the containment jar and tries to latch onto each of their faces, but they wore safety face masks.
Thank God.
Yep.
These PPE saved the day.
Yep.
Yeah, my friend. They sure did. So they're able to get a little bit of it because some of the goo from the protozoa got on Static's hair. Real quick thinking, Richie grabs it, puts it on a microscope slide, and then they're able to look inside of it.
Yep. It turns out that whatever's inside these microbes that are making them all big and move around all fast is the same color, direct quote, the same color as the Bang Baby gas.
Yep.
Because that's science. Everything that's the same color is the same thing. That's just
Thank
science.
You, friend.
Yes.
That's true.
So we learned our science lesson for the day.
Chapter one.
Yeah.
So we know this protozoa is a result of the mutagen or gas.
But it's not a human person. It can't think like we can. So we don't have to worry about murdering it. It's just a germ or an amoeba or something that the gas must have seeped into the soil and mutated the microscopic wildlife. Okay.
Oh, but oops, the green part of the tentacle is able to escape through air duct. And so Static does his best John McClane that he can do is he gets in that air duct to go follow it.
Come out to the coast, we'll get together, have a few laughs.
Little does he know that he falls out of the duct right above the room where the journalism club led by Frida has broken into or snuck into the journalism office so they can run an unauthorized edition with unauthorized in big words so that their teacher can't get in trouble. He didn't authorize it. It's unauthorized.
Yeah.
But the janitor is mopping up after hours. We've seen the same janitor time and time again. He's always popping up.
It's a very... Anyways, old man janitor.
His name is Mr. Janice.
Janice the janitor.
Yep. Which I'm looking up, like, Janice, that means two-faced. It's a Roman, the Roman god of time and beginnings and endings.
Oh,
and
catch that.
He had two faces. This is clearly a supervillain name. Clearly, he's going to wind up being behind it. No, he's a red herring. God damn it.
Red herring!
Yeah, he's just a guy.
Yep,
he's upset that his floors keep getting fucked up, so...
they do keep getting dirty, and he accidentally... The journalism club is hiding from him, and he's, like, mopping up, and when he leaves, he locks the door behind him. So they're trying to pick the lock and get out of this locked journalism office. Virgil falls down through the vents. Oh no, now we're all locked in here together. And meanwhile, the protozoa has grown kaiju-sized and is attacking the football field where the band practice is happening.
Now, luckily, Virgil and Richie earlier had created walkie-talkies.
Yes.
I don't remember. They gave him a cool nickname, like the...
This was in 2001, before every child had a cell phone at all times.
Yeah, I don't know. It's their communicator. But only for them. It's only for them.
This was very special and cool in 2001, despite the fact that it is entirely mundane in the year of our Lord 2024.
Yeah. It's very true. But he uses his cell phone to call up Richie, and he's like, "Hey, Richie, I'm down in the journalism club. Can you open up the door?" Okay, cool. So he goes down to open up the door, but Frida had accidentally broke something off inside of the lock, like a paperclip.
Yep.
So it's jammed.
Yeah. Richie had trying to use his masterful ninja pickpocketing thief skills had tried to steal janitor Janice's keys. But which wasn't working because he's not an idiot. He can tell when somebody with no particular stealth abilities is trying to sneak up on him. But he gets distracted by the tentacle, the escaped runaway tentacle. He had seen this apparently alien creature and said, "Well, fuck this.
Yeah.
This is my school that I'm dedicated to keeping clean. I'm going to go after it." Goes full aggro on the tentacle.
Yeah, he's dedicated.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be in the looking for a new job. Who would?
No.
would?
It's my job to keep the school spick and span, and by God, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's determination. Now, meanwhile, Richie had snuck up back to the journalism office, and he's looking for the right key, finds the right key, puts it in, but it is jammed because of that goddamn paperclip.
Yep, so he and Virgil have to work up a little. Oh, hold on, we'll try this one more time. Maybe if you push and I pull.
Yeah.
As a kind of a cover, Virgil uses his electricity powers to melt the lock on the sly, busts everybody out, has to distract the journalism kids so he can suit up his Static Shock and save the day, but he has observed that all of this janitor bleach is everywhere, and the blob doesn't like the bleach. Bleach is bad for blobs.
Yes. So what if I took the bleach?
And bleach I go threw on it blob?
Yes.
Yes. he does some mop kung fu to save the fair Frida. He kicks the blob's ass in the parking lot with a bunch of big bleach barrels on the blob. Saves the day. It's kind of like a mop-up. A bunch of reporters are on the scene for the local newspaper, local TV crews, to cover this big blob attack. And they're asking the kids, hey, what were you doing in there after hours anyway? And Frida uses this opportunity to say, well, I was protesting the unjust budget cuts. Hey, everybody, look at me, Frida. I'm going to talk about important issues. And so
not the kaiju-sized protozoa monster.
No, budget cuts.
High school journalism department budget cut by 30%.
It's an outrage. Frida's able to get her message out. Presumably the journalism teacher doesn't get fired. And Static and Richie are kind of like quietly chuckling off in the background. We saved the day and nobody gives a shit.
Yep.
Mission accomplished. And thus ends Grounded. Kenny, did this episode hold up?
It's a weird one. This one felt like an X-Files to me.
Yeah. It felt like it was in search of a tone the whole time. Like it couldn't quite decide whether it wanted to be wacky high school hijinks or a monster movie or a horror movie. And it tried to mash them all together, and I don't think it ever quite settled on anything that worked. It felt very Monster of the Week and disposable and skippable, I gotta be honest.
I concur. And once again, the animation kind of threw me out of it.
Pretty weird.
Yeah.
A little weird. Yeah. Gotta agree. Well, maybe we'll get something better next week.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got on the docket for next week. I looked it up and I lost my tab. But I'm not bad podcast Ben because I did look it up. God damn it.
I ain't scared of you no more.
Yeah, fuck that
guy. I live in Arizona, sir.
Yeah. Kenny, the title of the next episode is They're Playing My Song.
Okay.
Based only on that title, what do we think the plot of this episode's going to be?
I'm going to say a teenager who gets the ability to Pied Piper kids.
Ooh, okay. All right, I can see that. I'm going to go not that, but I believe it will be an homage to the classic episode of Hammerman in which he can conjure musical staffs that act like Spider-Man webbing to bind together a bridge.
That
I think we're calling all the way back to fucking Hammerman. That's my prediction.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, all right. So it's either going to be Pied Piper, musical mind control over children, or conjuring physical cords out of musical staffs that can be used to bind a bridge or maybe bind a hostage, to bind anything, really.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Cool.
All right. Our predictions are locked in. We've taken our spice melange. Our prescience is at full force. I guess all there is to do now is tell people, where can people find you on the internet?
Wisegeek TV on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. How about you, Ben?
You can find me at twitch.tv/BenCrayton, at Ben Crayton, at BSky, or however the fuck those things work. Bit.ly/LandOfTheBlind is where you can find our Discord server. And you can always find the two of us here at anchor.fm/badrankings. You can pledge $1, $5, or $10 a month. You can subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. You can tell a friend. You can leave a voice message. You could see us next week.
Hey,
you're playing my song.
That worked.
Yep. It's going to be weird until we get used to doing this remotely again.
Yeah.
It's all good. Also, these are shorter episodes because we're not doing a science segment. Yeah. That's fine. It's bites. This is Bat Rankings Bites.
I like it.
The tiny new bite-sized cereal that you can enjoy with or without milk. I'm not your boss.
Yeah, maybe this is for the best because we're figuring out how to work the Zooms and the recording and the sound and all this. So, yeah, give us a series that isn't an hour long.
Yeah, it's... Doing it this way could be a little rough at an hour long. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye! I put a shot to your sister.
All right.